Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody, it's Heather Dubrow. Come join me for Heather Dubrow's World exclusively on Podcast One. We have so many fun conversations and great guests. Recently, Corinne Olympios from The Bachelor was here. Suzanne Summers, Matt Eisman, Tamara Judge, my buddy, was here. All kinds of really fun. Randy Jackson, Kellen Lutz. I didn't let him bite me. Join me every Friday on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, and subscribe to Apple Podcasts.
Everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Stephanie.
How you doing? I am so tired.
I know. I know.
You can see it in my face. Yeah.
I know those days. I know how you feel, sister.
Well, first of all.
You want some coffee?
You know what I really wish I could have? Some chocolate. Some Ethel M. chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah, let's get our reads done and share our sponsors stuff.
Ethel M. chocolates. Yeah. I had some of this, by the way.
Yeah, I brought some to Thanksgiving.
Oh, you did?
I sure did, and it was a big old hit.
You got the peppermint.
I got peppermint bark. Mm-hmm. I also brought with me to Thanksgiving there's this big box, and it's like it's an advent calendar, basically. Yeah. You open it up. Right? And it's got a little drawer for each day of December, and it has a little chocolate in it.
Aww.
And the kids went nuts.
Uh-huh. They don't.
My little Jews.
But how do they do they share? Like,
they just ate it all. No, there's 20.
They just ate it all.
Four candies.
Right.
Yeah. So they
but
just.
But they're supposed to have one a day, right?
Yeah, but we didn't treat it like that.
Yeah, I know. We never do.
No.
Those advent calendars, I've never even seen one until I was like in my teens. My parents never showed me an advent calendar.
But yeah, anyway. I didn't know about it till I was older either.
And my kids eat all of it at once.
Well, Ethel M. chocolates are preservative-free,
mm-hmm.
bean to box, straight from the source. And they're crafted using solar energy. You got to like that. They're a green company.
Yes.
That their makes chocolate.
Recipes go back 100 years.
Yeah. So, so the advent calendar, we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can choose which chocolate pieces go into your advent calendar and customize your experience.
That's nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they even have holiday flavors of chocolate like pumpkin pie, eggnog, and pecan pie. I love that.
Yeah.
I really love pumpkin pie and eggnog so much. Then they also have the peppermint bark gift box.
Yep. That's what I had over at the warehouse over at Adam's studio.
And they also have really gifty stuff like hot chocolate tins mm-hmm. and cookies and cupcakes. So, you know, we always like to tout this stuff for teacher gifts.
Yes.
And it's a great holiday gift.
Right.
Yeah.
So go.
Yeah. Is there a – oh.
Go to ethelm.com.
Yeah.
That's it. If there's a code and they ask for it, put in FCOL, I guess. But they're just saying – just go to ethelm.
They're just trying to create awareness.
Yeah.
It's an awareness.
Nothing wrong
spot.
With that.
Also, ZipRecruiter. Do you need great talent for your business, but unfortunately you're short on time?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to get lost in a huge stack of resumes to find your perfect hire, especially around the holidays. You got so many other things to be doing than trying to sift through a bunch of BS resumes of people that are not even qualified.
Absolutely.
ZipRecruiter cuts through that, and they find – first of all, with ZipRecruiter, you can post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But then ZipRecruiter goes through them for you and only matches you with the right candidates. So it finds the candidates for you, which is so smart.
Very smart.
Yeah. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get quality candidates through the site in just one day. Here's what you want to do. If you want to post a job for free.
What?
Yes. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. ZipRecruiter.com/FCOL. Do it. It's free.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, baby.
Let's get down to business.
Yeah. So,
what's going on?
Okay. I had, first of all, today's Monday. Yesterday was my twin's birthday.
Happy birthday. I was thinking about that.
Sadie and Xander. And for the, okay.
I know where you went.
Great Wolf Lodge. But did I tell you that the story behind it? Did I tell you about Sadie's slumber party that didn't end up happening?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So present the Great Wolf Lodge trip. Everybody's really excited. And it went great, actually.
Uh-huh. So who went?
Okay, so I took five kids.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Didn't you post? You're insane.
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
I am insane, but look, my husband would not be good company on a trip like that.
It's just easier to do it myself. Right.
That would be, honestly, not to be cliche, like my husband's like a kid, but it would have been like having another child.
Yeah, I get it.
And having another child who's like bossy.
Right.
Who wants to do his thing.
I know.
No.
Right. And judgy.
But, you know, I found myself in a situation that I don't normally find myself in, which is where it's really hard to make limits, where you're trying to have everyone have a good time, mm-hmm. but you can't say yes to everything.
Right.
It can't just be a free for all.
No.
But, you know, with kids, especially when there's five of them, they all want something. It's like, oh, can we go to the arcade? Oh, and spend $100 extra on an arcade so you guys can all play like four games.
Yeah.
No.
I hate arcades. They're too expensive.
So expensive.
It's ridiculous now.
Right. And then it's like Elby was like, okay, so we get there everything was fine. And then our room wasn't ready yet. So we went to the water park and that was fine. But, mm-hmm. you know, the second we get there, it's like, oh, Dippin' Dots, you know, lunch. And I'm like, okay. So it's just that everything when you have five kids with you costs way more than you think it's going to cost.
I know.
And I should have thought of that. I don't know why I was thinking like, what's to buy? Like we'll get there.
Yes.
We'll pay the hotel room. We cover that and you get the water park. They're all going to love the water park.
Right, right.
But okay, you will love this. And it all worked out fine.
Uh-huh.
So spoiler alert, it was a great time.
Okay.
But when we got there, mm-hmm. we get to the water park and by the time we were in our bathing suits, hanging out. Let's just say it's like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get an email from the room, from the hotel saying your room is ready at like 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell the kids like, hey, just so you know, our room is ready. Our bags are with the bellhop.
Okay.
All the kids are like, great, let's go to the room. It's like, well, we're in the – like this is – the whole point of Great Wolf Lodge is we're in a water park.
Right.
Like why
are we going to our room?
I was just letting you know – I don't know why I was letting him know. Maybe it's my fault. Why was I letting him know?
Fault.
I needed to reel it in and just like, have fun, kids. But then all of a sudden they're like, let's go see the room.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm like, all right, like we could take a break,
mm-hmm.
go see the room, and then we'll just come back in an hour.
Right.
So we –
So the twins each have their friend. Right.
Yes. So Xander has his friend Jack,
mm-hmm.
and Sadie has her friend Ellie.
Okay.
And Elby and I are together. I got Elby.
Okay.
Who was so helpful.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is she, like, the greatest?
Yeah.
13.
Thank God.
It's like having another mom.
Right.
She's very kind.
Yeah.
She, like, took different kids on different rides. But at the same time, she's just easy. It's like having another adult that's not a demanding husband.
Right, right. That you can tell what to do.
Right. Yes. So anyway, we go up to the room. Everybody changes. For some unknown reason, I'm like, stay in your bathing suits. What are you doing? We're not staying here.
Oh, you're rolled.
They all change into like lounge clothes.
Oh, no.
And then I'm like, okay, so I don't know why I took them to the room. They all wanted to see the room because it's cute. We got one of those kids' cabins.
Okay.
So you get like, it's like a little separate, it's like a suite, but it's really not, where there's a separate area
mm-hmm.
with a bunk bed and a little twin bed and its own TV.
Oh,
and
nice.
It looks like a little cabin on the front.
Oh, that's cute.
And they all thought it was the greatest thing ever.
Okay.
So it's going to be me and Elby in the bed,
mm-hmm.
Sadie and Ellie in the pull-out couch, and then Xander and Jack were going to have their own little man cave.
Okay.
Okay. So whatever. So they're just relaxing.
And by the way, Jack, twins.
And Jack is a no-getter. Big-time no-getter.
Oh, no.
And I love that kid. He's really fun, but he's such a no-getter.
Right.
He's like, let's just hang out in the room. It's like, boo, no. And he's like, oh, I don't want to go back to the water park. I'm like, bitch, we're going back to the water park and you're going to like it. But you have to find a way to say that in a nice way.
Right.
I was like, well, you know, I was like, so let's all put it back on our bathing suits. And he's like, oh, I don't want to.
These boys kind of don't really, I don't know what it is. Yeah.
And I was like, well, because the water park was kind of the whole point of
coming
the trip.
Right. And you're staying one night, right?
One night.
Oh, thank God.
So you check out in the morning, and then you can use the water park the next day.
That's good.
So I was like, okay. So then in my mind, though, I'm like, well, I want everyone to have fun, and they don't really – but I was like, no, we're going back down there.
Yeah.
So now it's like 5 o'clock. I'm like, okay, everybody put back on their bathing suits. And there's a whole bunch of like, aww. And I'm like –
I hate that.
Put back on your bathing suits. We're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the Chevy Chase in Vacation.
Yeah.
We're going to have some fucking fun if it kills
us. If you like it or not.
So they get changed. We go back down there. And then luckily, everybody starts having like a great time.
Right.
Then they're trying different rides and they're like challenging themselves. And they everybody had like a really good time.
Yes.
And then
now that's a good lesson there because – a lot of times as a mom and you're the kid with the kids and you're like, let's – and you want them to go do something.
Right.
And they're like, nah. And so then you let them call the shots.
Right.
And then it's like, eh. But you see, you know in your mind it's going to be better to go and do plan A. So let's go and,
right.
let's, and you'll have fun. And
right.
And
it worked out. It
right.
fully worked out. They all got into it and started having a great time and we stayed till it closed.
Wow.
Which was 8:30.
Nice.
It was kind of early. Then we went – and this was genius. If anyone's doing this, I highly recommend this plan. When we went a year ago, we went out for dinner at the lodge or whatever and it was incredibly pricey. And that was for – John was – just for us. Really expensive.
It's part of the –
the food wasn't that great and it took a really long time to get the food. So by the time we got it, it was like the kids were so tired. It was like 10 o'clock by the time we got our meal.
God.
So – I had a great idea, which was we just – there's a pizza place there. I bought a large pizza to go, $17.
There you go.
For a large pizza. And I bought a thing – you can buy like a 2-liter lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Nice.
Brought it up to the room. Everybody ate.
Nice.
At like 9 o'clock, we turned on the TV. I don't know why they don't have movies in the room.
They didn't have movies?
No. But they had YouTube, so the kids watched like – videos like Eliza Koshy videos and stuff. So anyway, everybody was fine, but no one could fall asleep. I don't know why. So, oh my God, you know when you're the only parent there and no one's falling asleep and you know you have to out awake all of them?
Right.
And I was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like,
I know.
By the time the last one fell asleep, it was like 1 a.m.
I
thought I was going to die. And I was like, oh, my God. Okay, try to stay awake. Try to stay awake. I wanted to sleep, but I couldn't. And then – so that part was a little bit of a nightmare. Xander couldn't sleep, so he came out from the bunk bed, and he climbed in bed with me and Albie. And then it was like too many people in the bed, and then I couldn't sleep. And then, you know, I woke up in the morning. I'd really only slept for a couple hours. I was so tired. But then – oh, here's another thing I want to vent about. This is just kids.
Yeah.
Take them all down for the buffet breakfast.
Right.
This is the place I was going to splurge.
Yes.
These fucking kids, man. Like, they all say, like, oh, I'm hungry. I want to go to breakfast. Everybody was like, let's go to the breakfast, the big breakfast. It's a buffet. And it's expensive.
Yeah. I know.
It's not crazy. But it's not crazy. It was like $20
kind of
for me and $10 a kid. But they don't eat anything. That's the thing. It's like I should have just gone to Dunkin' Donuts and bought everyone a muffin and called it a morning. But no, we pay for this thing and they literally take food. They have like 2 bites, all of them.
And just leave it.
And they're like,
Adam,
I'm not really hungry right now.
Adam would have lost his shit.
Oh, I was losing it on the inside.
We are not leaving until you eat every piece of that goddamn scrambled egg.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Horrible.
That's the worst.
They ate 3, but you know why? Because they don't think – they're not adults. So they think like food is just like always available.
Be, yeah. So
like, they're
I'm
not
hungry
thinking
right
about
now.
The cop. Right.
Right.
So
right.
That's why kids don't usually have eating disorders like parents do because we're like, well, I don't – this is how adults think or women think.
Mm-hmm.
They go like, well, there's ice cream available to me right now, so I better eat like a lot of it because I'm never going to eat ice cream again.
Right,
like
right.
I'm, you know, I shouldn't be eating it in the first place. I'll probably never have it again, so I better eat like a ton of it right now.
Right.
Or I'm at a buffet, like I'm probably not going to be eating at a restaurant. It's so expensive. I might as well like
eat.
But kids, they have no concept of that. So they're just like, I don't know. I had a bite. I had a mouthful of bacon, I'm good.
Oh, God.
Not feeling hungry right now. I know that in an hour I can ask for more food. No, bitch, you can't. Because when you do ask for more food, then we're going to be at the snack bar.
Right.
Where everything is like – where the minimum I'm going to get away with is like $85.
Right.
To get you all some fucking chicken nuggets.
Yeah, and it's a pain in the neck.
Right.
Where are you going to get up? And then do they have tables? Like where – what does it look like? Like is it lounge chairs? Like I picture –
It's a lot of lounge chairs, and there are a bunch of tables. Mm-hmm. No, it's actually pretty easy.
It is.
Like, I'm finding the things to rant about.
Right.
But besides spending a lot of money, it was really fun. Like, okay. So we have our breakfast.
Right.
Then they were obsessed of, 'cause this is so kids for you.
Mm-hmm.
They have this little miniature bowling alley. Mm-hmm. It's so dumb. It's really like a glorified arcade game. It's a bunch of little lanes. They're very, very short, and the pins are small.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They were obsessed. All of the kids were like, oh, my God, can we go bowling? Can we go bowling? And, of course, at first I'm like, no, we're at
that's
a water
lame.
Park.
I know.
Stupid. It's for babies.
Yeah.
I try to shame them. I'm like, that's for little babies. Uh-huh. Are you a little baby? They're like, yes, because they're on to me. The little boy, Jack, was like, yes, I am. I was kind of joking with him, but I was like, it's for babies. Do you see all these babies playing? You don't want to play a baby game, do you?
Right.
He's like, yes,
yeah,
I do. I was like, all right. All right. So so I was like, well, let's just bowl in the morning.
Right.
Because they all wanted to bowl at night. I was like, we're soaking wet.
Yeah.
Can we just dry bowl?
Yeah.
So the next morning, that's all they're thinking about. Can we finish up? Can we be done with breakfast? We want to go bowling. It's like, and it's so dumb.
I want to put a gun to my head at that point.
So I was like, fine. So we did the bowling, and they had a great time bowling.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Makes them happy.
Yeah.
But you know these places where just to get them all Dippin' Dots, which we did both days?
I hate –
it's like $35 to get six kids – to get five kids Dippin' Dots.
I know. And it's stupid. What is the Dippin' Dots? What is it? Like
so
it's just
dumb.
Dots.
Oh, my God.
It's Dippin' ridiculous.
Dots, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And I don't like to buy it for them. I'm like, no, you don't need that.
It's
get a popsicle. Get something that's real. Get something else. Get a fudgesicle or something.
I don't understand the draw.
I know. I don't get
it's like it's dry.
I
it's
know.
Like air plus ice cream.
Right.
It's like how can we charge more? Get a scoop of ice cream if you're going to get ice cream. Why does it need to be in a million little pieces?
Yes. Yeah. Go to Froyo. I know. I don't like the Dippin' Dots. I don't get it.
Me neither.
And it's expensive.
So expensive for what it is.
Because they charge you extra because it's a novelty.
Yeah. It's like $6 for a small. And, of course, the other little girl that we're with, she's like, can we get the large? Mm. I was like, no. See, then you feel like you're having to constantly make boundaries.
Right.
So no matter how many things you're going, sure. All right. We're going to pay for bowling. Okay. I'm buying you Dippin' Dots. But it's like, but I want the large Dippin' Dots.
Right.
Well, you're not getting the large Dippin' Dots.
Right. They push.
Yeah. Let's have some appreciation for it. You always just have to feel like you're always having to say no.
Right.
And you don't want to be in that position because it's their birthday. You want to say yes to everything, but you can't because they'll dry you.
I know. And sometimes, like, I just want to go to one of the kids and go, did your mom give you, like, $20? Because you can buy extra large if you want.
Yeah.
It's on you.
Yeah. Well, both kids were sent with a little spending cash. Uh-huh. But I wanted to, like, treat them. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I didn't want them going home and going, well, she would only buy me a small, but I used my money to make it a large.
I know.
I don't need that. I don't need that headache. I want everyone to. So anyway, I'm finding the things to bitch about.
Yeah.
But in all,
that's a good idea to do.
They had so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got tired, my iPhone's battery runs out really fast, but I have this extra battery pack so that I can just have my phone and go through Facebook and play little games. And when I was tired, I just sat on a chair and
play it on your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good – I mean, it's a good – when did you go? So did you just get back?
Yeah, I went Saturday night.
Oh.
So we left Saturday morning and then got back Sunday evening. I didn't drop off the last kid till 5 o'clock.
Oh, my God.
So then it was their birthday, so it was their actual birthday. So then
on Sunday.
I made John run out and get a little cake.
Mm-hmm.
Like they needed more sweets, but whatever.
Right.
And then we gave them their gifts.
Right.
In case you're wondering, because I did put this on the For Crying Out Loud site, I got Xander 2 Nerf guns.
Oh, they love Nerf guns.
And listen to what I got Sadie. So Sadie's obsessed. Mm-hmm. Some of you guys will know what this is, with this YouTube personality named Yolanda Gamp, mm-hmm. or Gump. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. And it's cake. It's caking it. Cake it? How to cake it. She makes cakes. And Sadie is obsessed. She watches all her videos.
There's a cake making place that's Natalia goes to.
Really?
They're gonna open up one in Pasadena.
Oh.
Yeah. It's called – I don't know what it's called. I'll show you. They made – her and her friend made an Instagram cake and she made a Snapchat cake. Like you can do any theme you want. Like they tell you how to make it. They give you, you know, what the insides, you know, what do you want the cake to be. Of course, Natalia always gets the confetti. She never – like she can't just do classic vanilla.
Right.
But anyway, and I'll show you a picture of it.
Yeah.
She made a Snapchat cake. Like
– So they – and they actually bake the cake there?
And they bake the cake. They do it. They show you how to do it, and then they put it in the oven. They bake it, and they give it to you to take home. And then it sits in our refrigerator because nobody wants to eat it. I mean,
that's
good.
So cool.
It's good, but it's just like –
So this thing is, while you're looking for that, mm-hmm. I want to take her. This thing is, so she's doing a camp.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Camp Cake. And you,
wow.
But it's a live stream. So I bought it for her.
So she does it at home and watches it?
So she's going to wake up. It's on December 9th. She's going to get up at 8 because it's at 11 o'clock Eastern time. And she'll do a cake baking day
mm-hmm.
with these other all around the country or whatever, whoever's watching this. She gets millions of views.
That's
so
cool.
Then she'll do a step-by-step and they're going to make these two things. So you have to pre-buy just the ingredients
right.
that you need.
Right.
And she has this thing that she calls Sir Squeeze-a-Lot,
uh-huh.
which is like a – for simple syrup. And uh-huh. she uses it for all her cakes. And uh-huh. so I bought Sadie one of those.
Oh.
So I gave her the booklet for her camp and then her thing. Yeah. And she was – lost her mind. She was so excited.
Oh, my God. When is it on a date?
It's on December 9th.
December 9th.
Yeah, so we just have to – she's going to have to – we're going to have all the ingredients.
Right.
And then she'll just follow along on
yeah.
the computer.
Oh, my God.
You get in a little Facebook group. So she's excited about that.
That's
but
so
your
cool.
thing sounds a lot easier.
Look, so there's the cake she made.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
But, like, she can design it. Like, I know it sounds weird, but it's like a yellow cake with this, with the ghost, the Snapchat ghost. I don't know why.
I love it. No, she and she – so it's like what? Like a class?
Yeah, kind of.
Or a place where you can just
like
walk
pottery,
in any time.
It's like Pottery Barn. You can go there. They give you all the stuff you need. You can pick out what you
want. You mean
do.
It's like Color Me Mine?
Is that what I meant? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I meant. Yeah, the pottery.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Color Me Mine. Yeah. Where you pick everything out and then they help you. They help you and they show you what to do. But they learn about cake. Like there's a word that she calls the frosting and I don't know. It's a word I've never heard before.
Fondant?
Fondant?
Like that's the stuff that's like kind of really
that
thick
it,
that you can make the designs on it with.
Be.
Like the ghost is probably mm-hmm. made of a fondant.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
They roll it out and then they cut it into what
yeah.
shape they want
yeah.
for the
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. – Yeah. Because Adam was talking to her about it and he's like, do you think you can make it at home? And then she was like naming all the stuff that she needs and stuff like that. But I would – I mean that's really cool. The YouTube thing is a good idea.
And yeah.
I mean you see the way technology is – I'm telling you, technology is taking over the world. Who needs colleges anymore?
Sadie has a YouTube channel called Say DIY.
Really?
Isn't that cute?
Yeah. What does that mean? So she has
like a DIY –
So
but Sadie?
Yeah.
Say DIY. Yeah. So she like shows like
what
I don't
to do.
I don't know. She's going to eventually do stuff,
oh,
make videos
cute.
Of her doing stuff.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. So then – so you got two Nerf guns and you got
– And I got her the camp cake.
That's yeah. cute. Oh. That's nice.
That was their birthday. But oh my God. I think I'm being – I think I was too much of a – Go get her.
See?
I think I needed to reel it in. But
no, you didn't.
I think I got really sad about the Sadie slumber party thing.
Yeah.
Which leads me to I wanted to bring something up that happened on our website.
Yeah.
On our For Crying Out Loud Reel It In.
Yeah.
Just a thing that I wanted your opinion on.
Okay.
Because it really triggered some people.
Really?
Okay. It was basically an article that somebody shared on the site about a kid, a difficult – it was from a woman who was saying like when your child is difficult. Like,
mm-hmm.
And she was feeling like her kid is physical and sometimes hits other kids, and you know, how the parents then try to avoiding her and not telling her, hey, like, your kid's just a dick,
yeah,
like, but just avoiding her, and
right,
and she feels like people should give her and her kid more of a chance, mm-hmm, because she took him to the doctor, whatever, this is according to her,
mm-hmm,
and he said, oh, your kid's just fine, he just has like a lot of energy. And she's like, so my kid's fine. You know, I understand that it's hard, that I have to constantly be hovering over him, so because to avoid altercations with other kids, and I have to, you know, I've had to apologize to other parents a million times. But like, you know, my kid's like lonely, and like no one will give him a chance.
Aww.
So some people were saying, like, yeah, that really sucks. Like, my kid has autism or has this problem, and it's not fair that other parents get really judgy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was sort of saying, I get that, but at the same time, and this is just my opinion, I feel like, but if your kid is hitting kids, mm-hmm, like, and physically hurting people, then I feel like you need to understand that, like if I'm a parent and every time my kid's with your kid, he's getting hit in the face, like, mm-hmm, I'm going to stop spending time with your kid.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, and I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings and that you're like, but my kid deserves love too. Yeah, but don't I also have to teach my kids, like, you're allowed to not play with a kid that's hurting you?
Right. Yeah. That's really tough. That's
so
really
some stuff. Parents were getting very triggered, hashtag triggered, mm-hmm, by the conversation and feeling like, yeah, mm-hmm, we need to give kids a chance, like, and not demonize kids because – and then one woman felt that, like, hey, we have to really give boys a break because, like, boys will be boys and they're, like, way more physical, mm-hmm, and they can be, like, harder and rougher in their play. But then I sort of think, well, like, yes, to some degree.
Right.
But if you have a kid who's obviously this woman in the story's kid was much more than that because, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, lots of boys are rough and they still get along with each other.
Right.
And
right,
like.
Right. Yes.
I think there's a difference between
there's
kids.
A difference.
And she – this one woman was saying, well, I can read you the comment that she
especially
said.
Especially if she – if her son doesn't have any autism or any – you know, issues why he's hitting. He's just an aggressive kid. And
right,
what do you do with that? Well,
exactly.
What do you do with that is that you just – I mean, it. You got to reel that kid in and you got to sit that kid down and the kid's got to understand. I mean, Natalia would lash out and hit Sonny just like, you know, she'd be standing in front of the – he's standing in front of the TV dancing and she gets up and she pushes him out of the way and she starts dancing and then she kicks him as her finale as the song ends.
Uh-huh.
She goes, ba-bam, and she kicked him. But she kicked him hard. And she's like joking. But I'm like, you gotta stop that. And I took her phone away. I said, that's it. You know, no more phone the rest of the day. That's all. I'm done. I've told her I've given her tons of warnings because she gets physical sometimes with Sonny.
Right.
She doesn't do it to other people, but – and I mean, I don't know though. So this is, it's a different, everybody's different. But so what'd she say?
Well, and I don't want to call, like, I don't want to make this my opinions
right,
better. Okay. But I you know.
But it's an interesting topic to talk about.
It is an interesting topic. And okay. So, and I also don't want to fan the flames of people having, like, it got a little heated and people were like being a little bit attacking.
Mm.
But some people say, you know, a lot of people – I think a lot of people relate to this and have kids that are difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes them feel bad. Like, yeah, we can't just demonize a kid because they're – have some impulse control.
Right.
You know. This woman said, though, I feel like we don't let our boys be boys anymore. Boys are designed to be rough, hence football, hockey, wrestling. Why is it okay when organized but not okay when just playing? There's a clear distinction between girls' behavior, nonviolent, and boys. Boys can't be kids anymore, so boys don't learn boundaries when just hanging out in the neighborhood. We keep our kids in school, in the house, at supervised playdates, or organized extracurricular activities. There's no outdoor, unsupervised, free play anymore. And we know boys need to do something with all their bottled up energy. I don't think this child's lashing out purposely. Maybe he has more energy than some others. I think he just wants to play but doesn't know how to fit in with the kids that don't know what it's like to truly play like a boy, unsupervised. We need to allow our boys to run free and activate the free play part of their brain. figure out uncomfortable situations on their own.
I kind of
And yes,
agree with
get
that.
Their feelings hurt. And the very next day, do it all again.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I agree about the part where they got to figure it out on their own. If some kid's, you know, smacking on them in a joking way but just can't – like I've seen it. Like little boys, you know, they start kicking each other and they start pushing each other. But they're like kind of – they got pent-up energy. And they're not doing it. They're not picking on the kid. They're just like – and Sonny's a little bit of a wimpy kid. Like he doesn't want to get hit because he gets hit a lot at home. So
right.
I've seen it. And I kind of just let him deal. Like he needs to know how to deal with that kind of stuff in the real world.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that. But
I kind of agree too.
But I don't agree with a whole like unsupervised. I mean the unsupervised, it depends on the age, I think. You just got to understand the age and also know the boy, the other boy's pretty good. I mean, what do you mean unsupervised? Like just leave him in a park and leave kind of thing, unsupervised?
I think she's talking about like when I was growing up, mm-hmm. you know, we went out and we played all day.
Yeah.
And we got ourselves into lots of trouble. And we definitely there was more, not roughhousing, but like I just remember finding an old abandoned shopping cart and then trying
yes.
to make a roller coaster out
Me
of
too.
It and like putting somebody in it and then rolling down the street.
I right.
mean, there's – of course, there's plenty of ways I could have gotten killed
right.
out playing.
Yes.
And nothing happened. Mm-hmm. But that's not – I don't know that that's to say that that was better either. I got myself into some really – weird situations mm-hmm. being unsupervised, mm-hmm. especially like with boys in the neighborhood. And there was a lot of like pulling their penis out and
yeah.
like, let's get all the girls to touch his penis.
Right.
And I'm not saying it was even traumatizing.
Yeah.
It was all like just kids, whatever,
right.
being curious.
Right.
But it wasn't necessarily good and could have gone sideways.
Of course.
At a lot of different points.
Yes.
And things did go sideways at
right.
times.
Right.
And I'm not saying like, oh, we need to supervise our kids. You know that I'm more balanced about it.
Yeah.
But I think because if this was the case, if she was 100% right, then all boys would be like, oh, I don't know how to control mm-hmm. any of my impulses and I just hit people because I'm never left to just play.
Right.
And lots of boys are not hurting people all the time.
No. There's something – I mean if this kid is being aggressive – I don't know what the doctor's saying. The doctor should have said, get therapy because the kid needs to learn boundaries and needs to learn to know what to do with that energy and what to do in a situation if they get upset. You can't just hit people. You can't
right.
just be aggressive. So I find out why this kid is being aggressive.
And then the mom said in the article, oh, and then when other kids start excluding him, that makes him really upset and then he lashes out physically
right.
for that.
It's a vicious circle. But
right.
I don't know. It needs
but
to be addressed.
I wouldn't tell my kid, like, listen, you need to give this kid a chance because if you don't give him a chance, he's going to hit you.
Right.
So if you exclude him, he's going to hit you. If you're playing with him, he's going to might end up hitting you.
Yeah.
But please play with him because you need to be kind.
No.
And I don't love that the author was going like, listen, I took him to the doctor and the doctor says he's fine.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Do you think he's fine?
Right.
Because you're saying like your life is hard and his life is hard. So I don't think you're doing your child a favor by going like, well, the doctor says you're fine. So
right.
it's really everybody else's the problem.
Right. Not exactly.
But then again, like you said, I do think that there needs to be a balance. I definitely think that we're way too
our kids
are way too supervised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the problem
they need to figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, one of the things that was super fun mm-hmm. was like going around the neighborhood playing ding dong ditch.
Right.
Nobody gets to do that anymore.
No, they did it to our house recently.
They did?
Yeah. I was like, what the hell was that? It was late and it was like 10 o'clock at night. It was like and then it was like, and these kids like ran off laughing. And the kids were asleep. And Adam's like, oh, it's just a bunch of kids in the neighborhood.
See, and that's so abnormal, right? We would never – that's just not how people
like,
live
well,
anymore.
That scared the shit out of me.
You don't even call somebody. I don't even like it when my friends call my phone,
right.
let alone like
right.
crank calls.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a lot of TPing going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in our neighborhood.
All right. So some kids are unsupervised.
There
and
you
at
go.
10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
All right,
yes.
So it still exists.
Like the first day of school, the house across the street, totally teepeed. And we know the family, and they were cool with it. Like they were like, the dad's like, whatever, It's kids. It's a pain in the ass to clean up. It's hard to get off the trees, but what are you going to do?
That's cool because you know that there are some parents that would be like, we're suing.
Oh, yeah, no.
We're going to sue you. You're going to learn. You don't disrespect someone's property.
Right, right. But then there's
also
times.
And I always live next door to those types.
There's also times where, I know, there's also times where Sonny's at a game or something and he'll hear like, you know, a dad like you had that story, like be aggressive to their kid and stuff
right.
like that. And my kids are always like, wow, did you hear that? That's his dad talking to him like that. Oh my God. It's like, yeah, well, that's kind of what happens. I mean, there's not, everybody's not like me, a pushover. Like there's a lot of people out in the world. I mean, that's, you know, this is the world. You know, I feel like they're sheltered a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I don't want them to be sheltered. I'd rather them. But here, on a lighter note, I want to thank for the Reel It In fans. I want to thank all their suggestions. Like, oh, my God. I put it out there because I was cleaning and cooking and everything. And then there's a whole list. I come back and it's like 138 comments. So I posted on For Crying Out Loud's Reel It In page, I need some podcast to listen to or an Audible book to listen to.
Yeah, I responded.
I know you did. I know. I wrote everything down. Like, Guys We Fucked, Heaven's Gate. That's the one you told me.
Yeah, I'm on like episode
I can't
three.
Wait.
It's so good.
I can't wait.
It's finally, I finally have a new one that's like, oh my God, I need alone time
that's
so I can listen
I
to
want.
This podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. So I was so busy, I didn't get a chance to check the page.
I offered to walk the dog last night, came home from my from Great Wolf Lodge, it completely 100% exhausted with a headache. And I was still like, I'll walk the dog.
Yeah, because you want
to –
I know.
I wanted to be alone and I wanted to listen to Heaven's Gate.
Right.
It's like a draw.
I know. I know.
My phone died during the walk – my people walked this morning. And I was like in the middle of my – I was like, what?
That's the worst. I know when the phone dies in the walk.
In the middle of the freaking podcast. Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah.
I love the narrator too. He's just like
– I can't wait.
So good.
Okay. And then –
yeah, go on.
And then everybody gave me like – let's see. Oh, movies with the kids. I forgot about Romy and Michelle. And somebody said The Power of One is really good. Have you heard of that movie?
No, I haven't heard of that. I want to –
I don't know.
But, oh, my God. Romy and Michelle is the best.
I forgot about it. Is it
Elby would love that movie.
Yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. See, thank you guys.
Oh, my God. I have to watch that with Elby tonight.
That's why I wrote it down. I love that. Okay. So thank you guys so much
for
all the suggestions. And I can't wait. Oh, and then somebody else said Breaking Free, the audiobook Breaking Free, which is written by Warren Jeff's daughter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got out of that thing. They loved it. So there's a lot of good suggestions on the Reel It In page.
But I have a suggestion for how to charge your devices overnight so your phone doesn't die like mine.
Let me tell you about Nightstand, and it's spelled Nytstnd. Yes, so it doesn't die like yours. I put it together with Natalia. It was a nice little fun thing that we did the other night, and I got the screwdriver out. It's very simple and easy to do. And we put it together and we've sat it next to her bed. So now she has her iPad, her phone that I took away for the day, her watch, her Apple. She's spoiled. Her Apple remote control.
What are you going to get that kid for Christmas?
I know. It's ridiculous. Adam did it to her. He made her this whole loft. So And by the way, Chad, the guy that does Nightstand that created this, is a fan of the show, and I want to thank him for sending it out to us. So you got to put yours together too, Stephanie.
I know.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's simple and easy, and it looks really cool. It's perfect.
It's beautifully handcrafted with wood and soft white or black plastic that is right on top of it.
Right. It looks really nice, and it looks so nice to have everything organized. They have 2-day free shipping, by the way, for our fans. So what you want to do is go to Nightstand. It's spelled NYTSTND.com and put in the promo code FCOL. And by the way, it's nice. It'll be a nice gift for Christmas for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And our listeners will get 15% off any order over $80. So using the promo code FCOL at checkout. So go to nightstand.com and get yourself organized.
Do it.
Yeah.
I'm already getting a little bit like just stressed out about the holidays.
I know.
Because,
me too.
Because, you know, I just – my kids are at this weird age, right, mm-hmm. where you can't start going, okay, mm-hmm. let's just screw Christmas gifts this year and, right. like, take a trip.
Right.
You have to because they still – Sadie and Xander still believe in Santa.
Mm.
And the other day I was in the store and Xander goes, you know, do you think Santa's real? And I said, I don't know. What do you think? And he goes, well, I do, and here's how I know. And then I can't even remember what his proof was. It was something stupid. But, like, obviously he's thinking in his head, like, he's having, like, a little debate.
Right.
And it's always coming out Santa wins. Like,
right.
Santa does exist.
Right.
Even though he's super smart, that's why I think he's like, mm-hmm. but does he?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because of this.
Right.
Because well, otherwise, how would – oh, because he goes, how would he know – like, it was something that he put on his list or mm-hmm. something that he goes, otherwise – how would he know that I wanted such and such a thing? It was like, because you told me, bitch. What? I mean, I could make 100 arguments the other way. But
no.
But I'm like, he wants to believe, so I got
to
go with it.
They're trying to still believe. They're like, Mom, first of all, we know you're the Easter Bunny because the one year that the house is under construction and I was pissed.
The melted eyes.
The eyes melt in there. It was the worst Easter ever. It was Grandpa died. My dad died that day.
Mm.
But the Easter bunnies.
That day?
Yeah, he died on Easter. Yeah. But I'm very grateful, by the way, my parents passed away because they just laid down and, like, you know, I think he had like a cardiac arrest and just dropped, you know, no like long drawn
right.
out. So anyways, but.
But it was still sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
And then Adam expected you to cheer up really fast.
Yeah, get back to work.
Didn't you go to a wedding like the very next night?
Mm.
And he wanted you to stay or party.
Yeah, there was. Oh, some big Matt Fondelier's
yes.
wedding. Yeah. No, I wanted to stay. And he wanted to leave to go to, like, Seth MacFarlane. I don't remember.
Yeah, to go to a party.
Right.
And you weren't interested. And
right.
he was
wanted
like,
to go. Yeah.
You're going to get interested.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you were like, no.
That's my husband.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But go on.
They still believe.
Easter.
So they're like, we know that you're the Easter Bunny. Because you're like, when we saw the Easter Bunnies melted, you were like, well, what if the Easter Bunny had a hard day that day and the house was under construction and forgot and left the stuff in the car? What,
yeah.
what if that happened? So
yeah.
give the Easter Bunny a break. And they're like, so we know you're the Easter Bunny. We know you're the Tooth Fairy. Now, that's obvious because we always like go, okay, we're putting – they don't tell me sometimes and they just put it under their pillow. And the next morning they'll go, huh, put the tooth under the pillow. No money. Now, I'm going to do it again tonight. And then the next day they get, you know,
right,
some
right.
change. So
I've gotten, by the way, the Tooth Fairy. If you're out there and you've forgotten, the first time that happened to me was like the worst. Like I thought
know,
that was the
I
worst
know,
thing that would
too.
Ever happen to me as a parent. Like
yeah,
forgetting.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. And then eventually it was like, yeah,
yeah
I forgot again.
It.
And now even when I forget one night, the next night I still like,
me too.
I still, for I'm like, oh, shit.
God,
forgot again.
Change.
All right. Who's got a five laying around?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Right.
So,
and you can't short them because these kids are like accountants these
days.
They're just like, well.
How come you gave me a dollar now?
Yeah,
last time it was $5.
Yeah, exactly.
What the fuck?
I'm like, because that's all I had in my wallet.
$3
and 75 cents. Cut the Tooth Fairy some slack.
That's what I said. So then now they're like, well, so the Santa. But however, when we just moved into our new bedroom, I was undoing the drawers and fucking what's her name Elf on a Shelf was in my drawer. I was like, oh my God. Sonny was standing right behind me and he goes, aha, and he saw it and he goes, I knew what that thing wasn't real. And I was like, no, you didn't.
Oh.
You didn't see it. No, what are you talking about? And I threw like a sweater. I go, no, you didn't. And I go, don't say anything to Natalia. And he's like, I knew it. He's like pumped up about it. So now I don't know what to do about it. That thing's going to have to come back out again.
Kids are hilarious with the fact that, like, I just love the whole idea of them being like, I knew it. Like,
fucking.
Well, of course it's not real. How are you even going, like,
I know.
Is it real? I don't think it's real. Like,
yeah.
Of course it doesn't move on its own.
It's an Amazon box. I have the Amazon wrap it sometimes.
Yeah.
And they know the Amazon wrapping. And it's under the tree and it's wrapped in Amazon.
Right.
And it's from Santa. And they're like, well, I go, well, like, you know, I don't know. Santa has the Amazon membership.
But it's also constantly on sale at Barnes & Noble. Like, there's stacks of them. The kids picked out their second one. We had a boy. We picked out a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but so what?
Yeah, I know.
I guess because they think you cast a spell on it and it comes to life. And then from there, somehow it flies up to the North Pole and then comes back down.
Or it falls into my drawer next to my vibrator.
Well, at least you saw the elf and not the vibrator.
Thank God. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Something about that elf, though. Oh, they think I email the elf's coming when I email it. That's when I – because sometimes I have to find it. Like a couple years ago, I had to go look for it here at the warehouse in a box. And I'm like, I got to email Elfie. They call her Elfie. So then Natalia's like, well, what's an email address? I'll email her.
Oh, thank you, Natalia. Thank you for helping keep me organized.
I know.
And don't worry about your homework, by the way, but really worry about making sure the elf is
– I gave her some email address because she would not leave. She's relentless. She would not leave me alone about that thing. It was like 2 years ago. And I was like, it's like elfie@northpole.com.
Oh, my God. Got to hope that doesn't bounce back.
It did bounce back. Of course. She's like, it didn't work. And I go, oh, maybe it's elfie1. I don't remember.
Oh, my God. That's genius. That is so funny.
They also think I have to email Santa Claus their list. That's how it works now.
Yeah, I've gotten the two Christmas lists. Mm-hmm. Sadie's was all crazy art. It's things that you buy at Target and they make candy. So like she wanted a cotton candy maker from Crazy Art and she wanted a chocolate. It was like – honestly, like 12 different choices Santa has between things that make sweets. It's like one that makes a brownies and one that makes this and one that makes
candy
cakes
necklace,
and one that makes Twinkies. And I was just like, oh, my God. I already did buy because I'm such a – I bought the cotton candy one.
Right.
Which will be used once.
Once. Oh, my God.
All Christmas is in our house, by the way, and I'm sorry. I am an overindulger and I think I just – it comes from some sort of guilt.
Yes. I know.
In my childhood.
The same thing. I do the same thing.
Some sort of Christmas sucked for me, so I'm going to make sure it's great for you.
Right.
And I realize I'm doing it. Like, you don't have to write me and tell me, like, you don't have to buy your kids love. I know, but there's something about, like, having a lot of presents on Christmas morning and having them, like, get so happy that I just somehow
– I want it to be magical and special and they both have to have, like, the same exact – like, because they'll go, like, she got four. I got how come I got three and she got four from Santa? Like, everything's got to be exact.
Yep.
You know, the stockings, everything's got to be like, she's got the Skittles, he's got the Skittles. She's got the underwear, he's got the underwear. You know, it's like, it's a pain in the ass.
I know.
It's such a pain in the ass. And Adam is always like, listen, reel it in this year. Don't overdo it. You're overdoing it every year. And by the way, it doesn't – they open it, they use it once, and then it ends up in the trash.
He's
right. It's ridiculous.
He's
it's
right.
Stupid.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
Rock shiner thing that she wanted one year. Like she wanted to polish rocks. It's a thing where you put it in the thing.
Oh, my God, yes.
You roll it, and then Adam's trying to make her one. He's like, I can make you one. He goes to the shop, and she comes home like this. Like it's like old like Pepsi bottle or something with the you know rebar. I don't know what he did. And she's like, Mom, this is not look what Dad gave me. This
she's
is
like
not,
I want the one
work.
From Michael's.
Right, it's not working. Like she's shaking it and shaking shaking it. I fucking had to. I bought it. I gave it to her. She used it once and that was it. And I wanted to drop kick it right over into her fucking It's like it's such a waste.
I know
it's terrible.
It's a terrible waste. I get it. This cotton candy machine, LB obsesses about certain things that she wants.
Natalia, too.
And then I get it for her because I'm a sucker because I'm like, oh, she wants it so bad.
Yeah.
Then I get it for her. Same thing. Then she uses it once and then we forget about it.
Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
It really, really is. Mm-hmm. But yet I keep doing it and I will do it again. I've already started.
I know.
I think of stuff that they want and I go, oh, and I order it. Mm-hmm. And Sadie loves, loves, loves anything from Bath & Body.
Oh, you're lucky. That's good.
So I shopped on Black Friday. Mm-hmm. I was on the site, buy three, get three free. Mm-hmm. And I will literally sit there obsessing over like what scent she would like better when it's – I need to reel it in a big way. I'll go like, oh, but does she want this one? Or does – I feel like when we were in the store, she wanted the Beautiful Day scent. And is she going to – but I think she wants a foaming sugar scrub. But then if I get her one, I should really get LB one. And and all she does is line them up in her room because she's like collects them.
Yeah. Just to look at them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. She wants to look at them. She wants to look at them, Lynette. She wants to look at them. She likes to collect them.
Oh, my God.
So I could just go to TJ Maxx and buy some really cheap shit.
Yeah. Marshalls, too, has good stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's so this is what I think I'm going to do this Christmas is get them a lot of stuff, a lot of little cheap things that they don't use it or they throw it out, that's fine.
Yeah. But I've tried that last year and they're like, this is cheap. What is this? This is all I got? Like, I don't remember, like a phone cover that I wanted. Like, that's it? You know, like they'll be like, that's it? Where's the big present?
I know. It's hard because when you do like one shock and awe Christmas, then you sort of feel like you have to keep up.
I know.
Like the year they got their iPads, that was like a big one.
Yeah.
They were so excited.
This year, it's done. I mean, we're going on a family trip.
Oh, you're 1 year ahead of me, I think, on that.
Yeah. And they're still going to want shit on Christmas morning, though. So I think we're just going to get them a bike. They each want a bike.
Oh.
So that's it.
Yeah.
Bike and vacation. That's it. What more do you want?
But then do they still believe in Santa? Because then you're like, well, so did Santa just decide they're only worthy of a bike?
I know. I haven't figured that out yet.
You know, you got to maybe say like Santa and I talked.
We
had to come to Jesus,
yes,
so to speak. And we agreed that you guys are ready
to reel it
for
in.
You're ready to reel it in and you're getting one big gift. And Santa said, you better be fucking happy with that bike.
Right.
And I want to hear one thing about where are my other presents. That's just Santa. I had nothing to do with it.
Right. He's the one that
told
me to reel it in.
He's got a trashy mouth.
You better not.
Santa needs to reel it in with his language.
Yeah. There you go. And by the way, the reindeer say so too.
Yeah. Santa, not as nice as you might think.
Right.
Not the one that is in the department store. As you know, that's not the real Santa. The real Santa is kind of a dick. He is grumpy. He is grumpy AF. But wouldn't you be if you had his job?
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
The customer service nightmare. All the returns. He's mad.
No, he's not.
So we don't want to cross him.
Right.
So this is what he said.
Right. That's it.
Don't have an attitude because maybe next year, nothing.
Yeah. And don't forget about the cookies and milk too, by the way. Fucking – I always forget about the cookies and milk.
I know. But lest you think that we're just so mean, I honestly – like it is magical. My kids get so into the spirit.
They do. I know. Natalia's like decorating her room.
I know.
She's buying things on Amazon that cost like $7 that they're like a little handmade – red and white blanket for her bed and like the handmade like you know somebody made it like stitched a Christmas thing like so Christmas pillow. She had Thanksgiving ones so she took them off on Thanksgiving night and she replaced them with the Christmas one. Like aww. Keep getting these things for like – I'm like how much are you paying for these things? She's like $7.99, $8.99. I'm like okay. And they're so cheap. Like she's like ripping it when she's trying to put the pillow in and – but – it's her money, not mine. I set her up on that Amazon. All right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Listen to this.
You better watch out.
Another great gift idea.
Ah, I love great gift ideas.
Stitch Fix.
Yeah, you used Stitch Fix.
Yes. It's really cool. I've been all over that website. And here's what's very cool about Stitch Fix. No, there's no subscription required.
Right.
You can get it monthly, quarterly, whenever you feel like.
Mm-hmm.
But you sign up and it's like basically having a personal shopper.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
You go through a bunch of different options.
And I dropped off. Yeah.
Well, my friend, Christine, I like to name check her. I went over to her house one day and she was wearing these such cute pants. They're such Christine pants, by the way. They're like these khaki, like loose fitting, just really cute pants. And I was like, oh, where'd you get those pants? And she said, Stitch Fix.
Yeah.
I love Stitch Fix.
Did you tell her to use
the SEO? She goes, sometimes
SEO?
I like all – I totally did. Mm-hmm. She goes, sometimes I like everything that comes in the box and sometimes I like one thing, but it's so simple. Like I could keep one item and pay for it and send the rest back if I want.
Mm-hmm.
And they like find you stuff that's sort of like in your wheelhouse.
That's really cool. Maybe I'll get that for Natalia for Christmas.
Oh, my God. She'd probably love it.
She would love it.
See if they do kids' clothes.
Yeah.
Stitchfix.com/FCOL is how you get started. And you'll also get 25% off when you keep all five items in your box.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Stitchfix.com/FCOL. Also, Just want to remind you guys about Ethel M. Chocolates.
So good.
There's no code, okay? But, there is. EthelM.com. Use the promo code FCOL and you're going to get free shipping on your order. Oh, my God. You guys know, like, how much I love free shipping, right? EthelM.com, promo code FCOL. This is a great one for, like, teacher gifts or for the mailman or whatever. You can get, like, a cute tin of hot, special hot cocoa. You can get peppermint bark. You can get lots of like really fun, gifty items.
Yes.
And that advent calendar will be sure to please your whole family. So go to Ethel M. Chocolates. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kaylin. All right. That's do we have shout out? Patreon. We did Patreon this week. It was fun.
Yes. Super fun. Mm-hmm. Hold on.
And we want, and if you guys want to sign up for the $50 a month subscription for Patreon, first of all, Patreon is going, we are getting deep in the, on that show.
Yes.
And if you want to do $50 a month, we'll give you a shout out for your business.
And I was in a bit of a rush this morning that I showed up late for Patreon and I forgot to send myself the all the shout outs. So I'm going to do them all on Friday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we love.
We do love you guys on Patreon.
We really do.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You're a parent now.
Don't fuck it up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, let it snow and snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really grab me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. Oh, the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.